Building on what we just heard, in India, there is a program is implemented under the National Nutrition Mission, where frontline workers have received mobile phones. This is pre-COVID, mainly as a, it's not just for the frontline workers, it was a mobile-based app to improve service delivery. It's a job aid, but to help improve service delivery. Their supervisors received an app, and then a dashboard was developed for higher level officials to monitor program delivery. So this, right now around 580,000 frontline workers have these cell phones. These are all smartphones. So in anecdotally again, we don't have any systematic documentation. We are hearing that these phones are being used to counsel the beneficiaries. These phones were used pre-COVID when frontline workers would go to homes. They would use their phones to show videos while counseling the beneficiaries. So now, sitting from wherever they are at a distance, they are trying to use these same phones for counseling beneficiaries. So again, anecdotally, we understand that this is working. And what we also heard from the frontline workers is that the beneficiaries are also responding back to them. For example, food supplements are given to for pregnant and nursing mothers and children. So their beneficiaries are preparing how different recipes with the food supplements and sharing how they are feeding their children through videos back to the frontline workers. This kind of feedback was not there before. So this is happening to hear, but again, like I said, these are anecdotes. We have to systematically document how it is working. Based on our prior evaluation, we do find that the mobile technology has been helpful for the frontline workers. They find it more motivating to have a phone. It's empowering to them to communicate, and they also feel that when they show the phone to the beneficiaries also value their advice. So from that perspective, definitely mobile technology is something that we should try out and in COVID times document how far this works. In place like India, women have less than 50% of women have access to a phone. So in terms of long-term solutions, if the beneficiaries don't have access to phone, then even if the frontline workers have the phone, how is this going to work in the long term? That's a question that we have to grapple with. We cannot talk about systems capacities enough. The health systems have to be prepared. I mean, this is COVID now, it could be something else tomorrow. So a well-prepared health systems will always be able to respond. And for frontline workers to stay motivated, they have to be well-paid, they have to have enough job aids and continuous training. I think these are all important features to keep our frontline workforce going.